Welcome back to Sustainably Influenced. We have spoken a lot on this season, first of all, and we've spoken about a lot of different areas in the beauty industry. But one thing that I feel like I've neglected to talk about is hair care. So I thought it was about high time that we did that too. So let's get into some stats, because if you're a long-term listener, you know that I like to base anything that I talk about with some statistics and research to back it up. So in the UK, only half of our bathroom waste is actually recycled, which every time I hear it, just makes me think to myself, oh my goodness, how much waste am I producing through the beauty products that I use, through the skincare, through the hair care? And I've got big curly hair and I go through a hell of a lot of product. So I feel like it's an area that we really need change. So it really does lead to an alarming amount of packaging, including shampoo bottles, styling products, all ending up in landfill. The beauty industry has responded to this environmental challenge by introducing sustainable hair care brands that focus on minimizing both product and packaging impact before reaching consumers' bathrooms. Remarkably, these brands manage to maintain high quality hair care standards whilst championing eco-friendly practices, which I think has been quite a bit of a struggle in the industry for some time now.
Well, what is right and what is wrong? And everybody talks about recycling, and then you hear somebody saying, well, actually, it makes no difference if you don't do this or you don't do this. And I think as consumers and as human beings, we are given so much information now.
Exactly. It's a situation I find of how do you filter through the crap?
How do we filter all of this stuff? How are we true to our messaging?
The hair care category is actually the largest category in beauty. And I agree with you, it's the last kind of category that has addressed the health of the planet, the health of your body, the health of your scalp and your hair.
We're going to be speaking to two guests today, and one of them is really, really focused on the packaging element. So switching to eco-friendly hair care products really does offer numerous advantages, making it a really, I want to say, a more compelling choice for those conscientious consumers. Here are a few of the reasons that when I was doing my research that I came across and I think make switching to eco-friendly products just, they should just be the staple. So sustainable hair products support the global initiative to reduce plastic usage and carbon footprints. And there are way more refillable options at participating salons now, making it even more achievable to kind of have a plastic-free and zero-waste hair care routine. Imagine being able to toss that empty shampoo bottle right into your recycling bin at home, just like you do with cans and bottles. That's what fully home recyclable actually means. It's super convenient and eco-friendly. And the majority of our products aren't actually recyclable, as I said before. Packaging is a huge deal because it always ends up in landfills and it's harming the environment. But some companies like Hairstory are doing something really cool and they're making packaging fully recyclable at home. And we're going to talk to them a little bit later in the episode. I've always tried to buy products that don't test on animals, and many sustainable hair care brands aligned with this cruelty-free beauty standard. It's eliminating that need for animal testing. And European cosmetic regulations have banned testing finished products on animals since 2004. So that's 20 years in the EU that no animal testing has happened on in the beauty industry. There are so many amazing hair care brands starting to pop up now, like Davines, which is one that I love, actively increase their use of renewable energy in manufacturing their hair care products. So they've got a whole village and it's a carbon neutral site which utilizes electricity and thermal energy from renewable sources, minimizing environmental impact. A considerable number of hair care and sustainable hair care companies are also vegan friendly. They avoid the use of animal products in both production process and the final product. So it's separate to animal testing. It's actually not using any animal products in the actual finished product. Sustainable hair care products eliminate harmful ingredients found in traditional products such as silicones, sulfates, parabens, contributing to a healthier environment as well as a healthier body. These products typically incorporate natural ingredients as well, like proteins and vitamins and essential oils, fruit extracts, just providing a gentler, more skin-friendly alternative to your hair care. And in that, these sustainable options often result in a less irritated scalp, reducing the environmental impact of harsh chemicals being flushed down the drain during our hair washing routines. Now, we always talk about accessibility on Sustainably Influenced. And I think a big thing is talking about the cost. And we all know that sustainable products don't have to be that much more expensive, but they normally are for a various number of reasons. While environmentally friendly hair products may actually seem like they're more expensive initially, it's because they often provide better value in the long run. Affordable options such as shampoo bars and conditioner bars actually cater to a wider variety of people at better prices. We're also seeing a lot of natural hair care products, which are often sourced through ethical practices and fair trade. And some brands are giving back to the environment or local communities. Unlike traditional products that may mask underlying hair issues, sustainable options tend to address the root cause of any hair issues, whether that be thinning, hair loss, dry scalp. And it's normally because the people behind the brands have suffered an issue or experienced something themselves. So they've created a brand that is completely natural and without nasties and without those harmful chemicals to alleviate that. And I think a big thing that I wanted to talk about is we're here, it's a beauty season. We're all beauty lovers and we buy into these things. So for me, eco-friendly hair products contribute to my overall body health, I want to say, by eliminating kind of that exposure to harsh chemicals and harsh ingredients, which can sometimes be linked to different health issues. I want to get into the first guest portion for today. We've got two guests, and the first up is Dina Rosenblum at Hair Story. Dina is a beauty industry veteran. Before joining Hair Story last year, so in June 2023, she served as the senior vice president at Creed Fragrances. We all know Creed. We all know they're absolutely stunning fragrances. And prior roles include leadership positions at companies like Unilever, Carol's Daughter, and Bumble and Bumble. Let's speak to Dina. So, Dina, thank you so, so much for joining me today. I guess what I want to know really is what makes Hair Story so different from other hair care products and brands?
Wonderful. It's so great to be here, Bianca. Thank you for having me. Hair Story is a very interesting product. It was founded in 2015 as a fully sustainable brand before I think other brands were talking about sustainability, especially in the hair care space. And what makes it so unique is it's a detergent-free cream cleanser for your hair, which was a breakthrough product at the time, and I believe is still a breakthrough product because it's not a shampoo. However, it does clean and condition your hair, and it is also not a co-wash. And it uses a combination of some cleansing agents and oils to actually take the dirt or product buildup or oils that are in excess on your scalp and remove them from your scalp without removing your entire layer and affecting your microbiome of your scalp, which then strips more oils. So it's a very unique cleansing product that is one step for cleansing and conditioning.
And it's funny that you mentioned co-washing. I've got big curly hair and I must be the only girl in the world that didn't get onto that co-washing trend because I was just like, my hair feels slimy after. So it's not very nice when I used to use any other co-wash products. But using this is very different because it does leave your hair feeling clean, but also hydrated. And I think especially when I'm traveling, it's something that I like to take with me, knowing that my hair will react well to it. Because again, and I'm sure you can relate to this, curly hair is so temperamental, depending on the product that you use. So especially when you're traveling and the water changes and things like that, I feel like using a product that I know is going to work and it eliminates the fact that I don't have to carry a million bottles with me just makes such a difference, not just in terms of the sustainability of packaging, but the sustainability of the actual ingredients themselves as well. So it's amazing. So thank you. How do you sort of ensure the sustainability of hair care products? And especially considering you were a groundbreaking brand and you've been around since 2015, that's almost 10 years, long before people were jumping on the bandwagon of sustainability. So how do you sort of ensure that, especially, I'd like to say more so in terms of ingredients and packaging?
So Hair Story, as I said, was founded on the principles of sustainability, and it means everything to this company in the way that we maintain our work environment, to the products themselves, to the packaging. And for example, Nuwash, which is the cleansing cream that is our star product, that was the first product in the Hair Story brand, is a fully biodegradable formula. So it uses natural oils and other ingredients that don't harm our waterways, which obviously is the first step in sustainability for us. It's really important. We support water-based organizations through 1% for the Planet. Also, we are sustainable in that we created a special pouch, which the product comes in. A lot of products come in pouches these days. Ours is, I believe, the only fully blue bin recyclable pouch. So you just need to clean it out and throw it in the bin, and it goes straight into recycling. That's a very unique feature of our product, and we spent years perfecting that. And we are sustainable in our manufacturing practices. Since launching in North America, we have multiple warehouses in the States, and that's in order to have a smaller footprint when we're shipping to our customers, since we're mostly a D2C brand. We also opened up a manufacturing facility in Europe, in Portugal, and we manufacture and we ship from Europe. And by 2025, we hope to open manufacturing in Australia, so that we are trying to be economic in our manufacturing and transport processes. Companies do function that way because it's operationally complex to have so many warehouses and manufacturing facilities, but we really do look at everything through the lens of sustainability.
It's really cool as well that the pouch, I have one downstairs, funnily enough, is completely curbside recyclable. I didn't realize that. I had no idea that it was completely recyclable because so many companies release these aluminium or recycled plastic pouches that are recyclable, just the pouch, but not the nozzle. So they say it's like 98% recyclable. That's really, really phenomenal. I think that's a huge innovation that the industry could probably jump on.
It really is. And I don't know that anyone's using that technology because we developed it with our pouch manufacturer directly. And they're in Canada. And they worked, like I said, for years on finding the correct material in three layers that we could actually feel good about and fully recycle. And it is a unique feature of the Nuwash product.
Does that filter across the other products in the collection as well? Is the rest of the packaging completely recyclable, or are there elements that aren't?
Great question. Our bottles have some PCR in them. We are actually working right now to change out all of our packaging by 2025 to be fully 100% PCR, which is post-consumer recycled plastic. Ideally, we would be able to have primarily ocean-bound plastic. If we're able, we're right now trying to source that because that's the most dangerous, I suppose, plastic, if you want to put it that way. But we are definitely going toward fully PCR.
And we've spoken about like plastic and your innovations with your packaging, which is absolutely incredible. And I have to say, quite ahead of the game, especially compared to most hair care brands, I'll say. I know there are a few beauty brands that are doing similar things and looking at ways of patenting their packaging so that it can be used across the beauty industry. But hair care, like we said offline, hair care is something completely different. It's almost a completely different beast. So we've spoken about innovation with your packaging, but I want to talk a little bit about the actual hair care needs and what people need, because hair care products aren't like, I know a lot of brands love to say one size fits all in clothing. It doesn't work that way when you're thinking about hair. Like, even with all of us on this call, we've all got a different kind of hair type. And how does Hair Story showcase innovation in your product range to address, I guess, those specific hair care needs or challenges?
Hair Story was actually founded on innovation, super important and really at the core of the brand. So our co-founders developed a product that was really, truly standout and innovative for the time. What happens is traditional shampoos, will have harsh detergents in them. And that's how you get your hair to feel so squeaky clean that then you need to actually add back conditioner. Nuwash, our star product, is actually quite different than that. It is a unique blend of gentle cleansing agents and some natural ingredients like aloe vera leaf juice, peppermint oil, evening primrose oil, and sunflower seed oil. And what that does is it preserves without the harsh detergents, it helps preserve the microbiome of your scalp, because of course we all know that your scalp is an extension of your face and it's your skin. And when you use those harsh detergents, you strip your scalp, which then creates this vicious cycle of overproduction of oil, which means you just have to shampoo and condition more and more often. What Nuwash does is it actually takes oil and cleanses your hair and scalp with gentle oils and gentle cleansers that are not foaming agents or surfactants, that then allow the buildup or the excess oil of your scalp come off, the oils pull off the oils from your scalp, and thereby your hair is cleansed and moisturized or conditioned, and it leaves just the natural oils that you need, which allows for that shine, the frizz-free texture, and even add some volume to your hair so that your hair feels very clean, but also very natural and moisturized.
It's incredible because I think so many consumers, and I'm sure you guys can agree with me, it's that consumers don't really know how to use their products. And all of this information, no matter how much you put on the back of a box or on the Inky list or what you're supposed to do with it, people don't really know this. And I've used the products and I didn't know this. So, and I'd like to think that I'm maybe a little bit more clued up than the general public. But it's interesting that when you think about it, and I think it's such a simple, very plain sort of thing to think about, is that your scalp is an extension of your face and you need to treat it in the same way and look at it in the same capacity as you would when you're thinking about your skincare. I love the idea of having the natural oils in the product to cleanse your scalp and to cleanse any buildup and oil built into your hair. I think a big part of the hair care and like the beauty industry especially is that is always forgotten when we talk about the sustainability conversation is the professional side of it. Now, the professional side of anything in the beauty industry is all about mass use. There's quite a lot of waste. There's quite a lot of products being used. You think about fashion months, you think about the Oscars, the Met Gala, all of these things, all of these makeup artists, hairstylists, all of these people using so much product. And I think there needs to be so much change, more specifically in the professional side of the industry. How can more salons and stylists incorporate sustainable practices into their everyday?
I love that question because the hair care category is actually the largest category in beauty. And I agree with you. It's the last kind of category that has addressed the health of the planet, the health of your body, the health of your scalp and your hair. And in the profession, we have a unique model where we have a network of hairdressers. We have about 4,000 hairdressers in our network currently globally. And those hairdressers are an extension of our brand. They use Hair Story products, both the Nuwash and our styling products, and they are able to communicate the benefits of those products to their clients, and then their clients can buy them online. So what I hear from our network of hairdressers, and when I speak to them, these are such passionate individuals. Many of them are looking for vegan products. Many of them are aware and maybe are the trendsetters in the category. And they're very interested in making sure that they're using sustainable, healthy products in their salons and in their businesses. They are exposed to hair color, they're exposed to chemicals. And I think the trend is moving toward trying to eliminate those and find brands that support their goals. And we definitely fill that need for hairdressers. And I think the way, as I mentioned before, the way that Nuwash cleans allows for you to need to use less styling products. I think why hairdressers fall in love with us is not only the business opportunity that they have to partner with Hair Story, but also the ability to have a range of products that's just big enough, just small enough, where it offers them their full assortment of tools to be able to wash their clients' hair, style their clients' hair, and feel good about what they're recommending to their clients. And I think just like where the world is going, I think hairdressers are part of the world. They're, you know, they're people too, and they want to feel good about the products that they're using in their salons.
Thank you so much, Dina. So before we speak to our next guest, I just want to set the scene a little bit. B Corp month is March, so it's just passed, but I wanted to still talk about B Corp certification just a little bit. This is like a gold star. If you're not aware of what B Corp certification is, it's like a gold star or a gold standard for companies that care about more than just making money. We've spoken at length about B Corp in previous episodes, and I have on social media, but never with regard to the hair care kind of sector. And it's given to all businesses that meet high standards of social and environmental performance, accountability, and transparency. So when a hair care company becomes B Corp certified, it means that they're really committed to doing good things for the people and planet. And it's not just about focusing on profits. There are a growing number of companies becoming B Corp certified. And I think 2023 was their biggest year of growth yet. And that includes our next guest. So let's chat to renowned hairstylist and founder of Archive Headcare, Adam Reed.
Adam, thank you so much for joining me. This is the very last recording of the season. So I'm very excited to be doing this, and I hope that you're excited to be
here. I am very excited, very excited.
So the rest of the episode centers around sort of hair care. As I said, there's so many hair care or head care brands in your case available on the market now, and more have popped up in recent years. And I should say more sustainable hair care brands. But what made you want to create a brand like Archive, and what makes it so special?
So for me, I'm very honest about mental health, about my love of animals, the planet, all of those sort of things. And I had had sort of interesting experiences throughout my career. And when the pandemic hit, I do have a salon as well, Archive by Adam Reed. We're very sustainably proactive in the salon. And when I wanted to create headcare, I saw a gap in the market for looking after yourself. Now, I'm not over pushy when it comes to well-being, because I think it's a very banded around word. But what I realized was, as hairdressers and doing your hair, we really do look after people's heads. And it's as much about the feel good as it is about the look good, however you see that. So it's not necessarily about high fashion. Of course, if you want high fashion, you can. But it's about how you feel about what you do with yourself. And I came up with the headcare concept in the first lockdown. And actually, for me, it was great because my mental health was quite compromised then. And because it had such a mental health drive, I very much wanted to create a brand that took into consideration looking after everything. So obviously, hair, you know, they say it's your crowning glory, but looking after yourself became a massive buzzword. But I realized it's something that I've done throughout my 40-odd year career. I look after people's heads. We're often called the sort of invisible therapist. When I adopted my son with my husband 7 years ago, Archive is Adam, Riley, and Kenny. So it all stems from our family. So the arc element of Archive is Adam, Riley, and Kenny. And then the archive is what goes on in my head and the experience that I've gained. I've always been a huge supporter of what makes you feel good. And, you know, the planet, one of the things that I always say is we're given an incredible privilege to live on this planet for a very short amount of time in the grand scheme of things. But actually, in my lifetime, it's been quite disrespected. So I co-founded Archive with Matrix, and I set out with a list of tick boxes. And for me, sustainability was key. Now, I knew a tiny bit about B Corp. I'm ADHD, so I desperately love information of any form. And I started to look in what differences we can make. In the salon, we work with a company called Green Salon Collective, who help us to run a sustainable business in the salon environment. And I wanted to see an incubator company that could help me incubate my ideas. And Matrix had B Corp. So I started to look into it. And what I love anything that gives you a set of guidelines to do better. I met with quite a few companies, actually, who incubate brands and would incubate my idea. And Matrix just ticked all of the boxes. And B Corp, at the time, as I said, I wasn't hugely aware of it. This was coming up to 4 years ago, I had my initial meetings with them. But what it did, it sort of set that light bulb thing off in my head. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Because again, my feeling with B Corp, it's about growing. It isn't about giving you a whole load of tick boxes to tick and then you're fine. You know, it's a continually evolving narrative when it comes to setting up a business. And for me, there were certain things that I categorically wanted. And then what I realized with B Corp is it was opening my eyes to a whole other plethora of looking after people and looking after the planet. And, you know, I firstly loved going a bit in depth with it. I love going in depth. It's how my mind works. I like the minutiae detail. And what I loved is what it gave. And also working with Matrix, they really understood my key values. B Corp helps them and then it helps me. And actually, my learning has been amazing. And what B Corp has done for me, and I believe our brand, is create a brand that sticks to our key values. And values are so important and can be so easily pushed aside or sort of put under something else. And what working with Matrix and co-founding Archive with Matrix and our B Corp status gives us is this incredible ability to really know how our brand is going to make a difference to every element that we want it to make a difference to, but also open us up to different areas of information. And again, I believe we learn something new every day. Every day is a day at school. And what better way to do it where we're looking after people and looking after our planet?
I think it's really, really important. Now, we've spoken a bit about B Corp and you've spoken about how partnering with Matrix has kind of helped to solidify the brand for yourselves. But can you explain a little bit more about how the B Corp certification enhances, I think, the credibility and trustworthiness of haircare brands and what specific criteria you had to kind of meet in order to get the certification with Matrix?
Absolutely. So as I said, really for me, it's not about you ticking the box and then it's done. It's very much a work in progress, and that's how I love to work, because we're learning new things every day. My real belief is transparency is absolutely key. And what it gives us is the transparency to be able to voice our values and know that they're backed up. I think transparency is key. You know, we hear so many things, and I'm a huge fan of media, and I was looking at the whole thing that's going on at the moment where that company was trying to sue Sephora for greenwashing and clean beauty and what have you. And again, transparency is often muddied by blurred lines. And I believe that what B Corp give us is this is amazing opportunity to be transparent, because actually we can relook at everything we do every time we hear something or we see something. And it allows us then as a brand to be transparent. It allows us to communicate properly, efficiently, and honestly to our customer. And I think now, you know, I am the best consumer. I love buying stuff.
I always tell people I'm a converted shopaholic. So
me too.
I talk about mindful consumption, but there's times where I'm like, oh, I just want to buy the things and I can't.
Yeah, me too. And actually, I've changed massively since understanding more about these smaller things making a bigger difference. You know, how I shop is a totally different way, both with Green Salon Collective, but also with B Corp, about what we can do. You know, small things making a big difference it's one of my key values, because I really believe with mental health, with having an understanding, with managing neurodiversity, you know, that allows us, we want to know those details. And actually, again, having it presented to you in a way that is easy to understand, easy to navigate, and easy to enforce, I think is key. And again, being B Corp, it's guidelines, really. You know, we're continuously assessing what we do. We look at every element. And again, because we have those guidelines in place, it allows us to do it. And my wider team always feedback to me on these really positive sort of nuggets of information that they're given. And interestingly, we can communicate that to our customer, both our product customer and our client in the salon. And do you know what I love is they then ask questions. Number one, we have that ability to answer those questions. I didn't have that before because it may be what I had seen in the media. And we know how blurred again that can be. And, you know, we do talk about ethically sourced ingredients. We talk about the environmental impact of what we do. And as people are learning, it's so smaller things that do make that bigger difference. And actually, the ability to share them has been elevated by being B Corp and being given these stats and the information that we need to share that message. And again, you know, we cannot do it on our own. But as a community, we can. And community for me is key. And actually, you know, having the information is amazing. And again, for me, B Corp deliver it in such a succinct way. I find it much easier to communicate that. And again, for me, if I see too much media, it all becomes a little bit of a mess in my head. And I'm like, well, what is right and what is wrong? And everybody talks about recycling. And then you hear somebody saying, well, actually, it makes no difference if you don't do this or you don't do this. And I think as consumers and as human beings, we are given so much information now, it's really hard to define that. And having a nice defined message is amazing. And it adds value to everything we do.
Exactly. It's a situation I find of how do you filter through the crap?
Same as recycling, isn't it? You look at recycling and it's like, actually, how do we filter all of this stuff? How are we true to our messaging? And that's very easy to get lost in all of the stuff floating around, but having clear guidelines for me is amazing.
No, I definitely agree with you on that. I just want to know a little bit more about the Green Salon Collective, actually, if you wouldn't mind just telling us that.
So Green Salon Collective is a company who looked at salon waste and how you run a salon. So I'm a L'Oreal Professionnel ambassador. So I worked with L'Oreal Professionnel within the salon to create a much more sustainable space. So they again guided us through. We work with Green Salon Collective. So what Green Salon Collective do is they advise. It is a community. It is a group of people who look at what impact hairdressers have and look at how we can then reduce the impact on the planet. You know, it's a very heavy waste industry. So in our salon with L'Oreal Professionnel and Green Salon Collective, we looked at what we could do. So our salon, a lot of the furniture is upcycled. So I looked and upcycled everything that I could. We looked at how water works. So all of our taps have a water saving head on. So you reduce the amount of water used by about 60%. And again, tiny difference, but makes a tiny thing to do, but makes a massive difference. We looked at the paint we use in the salon. We looked at, you know, even our stair rails were all, we went into an old woodwork place where they make spindles for stairs and we just bought all seconds of everything. So again, it was the tiny little things, but overall makes a big difference. We have a water drinking system where people can refill their bottles. Our coffee is from Nude Coffee in East London. Our milk is, you know, oat milk. We look at tiny little things that help to make a bigger difference. And again, if we can communicate that, then what Green Salon Collective do is they remove all of our waste for us. So they take everything from the color that we don't use that is removed off as toxic waste. So it doesn't get washed into the sink. They take all of the hair and the hair is recycled and it's used for fertilizer. It is used for oil spill booms. They give it away to farms so that it can be a natural insect repellent. They encourage how you reuse your coffee. They tell you about the best recyclable towels to use. They tell you about washing. They tell you every single point of detail in a salon that you can do to make a bigger impact difference. We have a green fee, so our clients pay a fee, so it's very transparent. So it allows us to have all of our foils are taken away, washed and reused and remade into other foils. So again, it's insane. And the Green Salon Collective, honestly, is a game changer in our industry. So within the salon, we operate very similar to what B Corp do. They give you these incredible guidelines. You are a part of a community, and community for me is key. I think it is key in any type of sustainability, in any type of recycling, because you are sharing a very honest opinion. And if you stick within those communities, which I feel a lot of bigger corporations tend to not like communities, because actually, as a group, as a community, we are way stronger and we can make a much bigger difference. But Green Salon Collective is an amazing community of people, and it's about sharing that information. It's about taking the questions and the stresses and strains away of knowing if what you're doing is right. Because again, I think, you know, we often see, you look at the whole clean beauty movement, what you hear so often is the negative, that clean beauty isn't clean beauty and it can't be clean. And how can you say something's clean when it's got this in it or that in it and blah, blah, blah. Actually, what that does for me is adds a negative spin on people trying to do good. And then the transparency becomes a blurred sort of, let's see what we can do here.
I just want to move on to our last question. And I think it's kind of focused around the consumer, because consumers are becoming a bit more savvy. I don't want to say they are there yet. And as many stats and reports that come out that say, oh, yes, every consumer knows everything about sustainability, they don't and they can't. So how does that kind of growing consumer demand for ethical, clean, sustainable, conscious healthcare and hair products influence the need for the industry to prioritize these sort of like B Corp certifications, Green Salon Collectives? And what role does consumer education play in driving this demand?
I believe consumer education is key to making a massive difference. I really do, because actually, you know, as I said, I think it's so easy for lines to become blurred. It's so easy for a marketing spin to send everything off kilter. And I think consumers, as I said earlier, from a information perspective, we are given way too much information. And actually, for me, adding clarity, you know, I know sustainability, ethical elements, you know, ethical values are becoming a huge priority for a lot of consumers. By a lot, it's not everybody, and it's far from everybody, but actually, it's giving a clear and concise message. Because actually, if we are given even the tiniest detail too much information, it can send, as I said, it can send you off kilter. And for me, you know, B Corp, what the British Beauty Council do, I work closely with the British Beauty Council and the Ethical Trading Initiative. What they're doing is they're giving us the guidelines. So again, what we can do is give and offer the consumer a clear and concise evaluation of what we do. And again, if a lot of people are doing it, it becomes a community, and it's easier then for an overstimulated consumer to take on board what they need to take on board. And again, exactly as we both said, I think our little motto in life is small things making a bigger difference. That bigger difference comes from more and more voices singing from the same hymn sheet. And what, from an ethical perspective, from a sustainable perspective, from a making those small changes, if we are all giving the same message, it is much more easier for a consumer to understand in what is a ridiculously information heavy market. And you know, as consumers that are given all of this information, actually we shut down very quickly. It's too much. It's too much for us to handle. We're taking that into consideration, as well as our mental health, as anxiety, of bombardment of information. So for me, it's about a very concise message about a less is more approach. You look for these things, you do these things, you look for these things not to be there as much as to be there. And actually, those differences are much easier to incorporate in our day to day and then to share. And again, the positivity of a community is the fact that we talk, you know, we find something exciting. What clients love when they come into the salon is the booms, talking about their hair being taken away and used for loads of different things. They then tell their friends that little detail. Their friends then go into their salon and say, have you heard of Green Salon Collective? They tell their friends and their other friends that, you know, Archive Bad and Read, all of the hair goes into city farms, or you can take it home and they tell you how to fertilize your plants with it. This is the really positive messaging, and it's those tiny little details that hook on and people take. And I think that's what working with somebody like B Corp, it gives us a much clearer and a concise message, and that's how we're going to get that information across.
Thank you so, so much to Adam, and thank you all for listening. This is the end of this season, actually, so there won't be any more episodes for the BT season. We do have a couple of bonus episodes coming out in the next couple of weeks, but they won't be coming out just yet. So make sure that you're subscribed to get notifications of when they are released so that you can stay up to date with everything that we are doing. Also, make sure that you are signed up to our newsletter, which you can access at www.sustainablyinfluenced.com. And for now, thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you in season 10, hopefully coming in the next few months.
This season of Sustainably Influenced was produced by Content is Queen, sound editor Amber Miller, and presented by Bianca Foley.